Man, I don't think I've ever started an episode with a sigh or an exhale, and that is because this past couple of days, weeks, in fact, this whole season has just been like the hardest of my life. Maybe I've had other hard times, but I just can't remember, because some good times have just covered up those, you know, hard times. But like in recent months and recent weeks, I just can't remember anything so specific that has just made me forget the God, I don't know. I feel like this episode is going to be a really emotional one, because I wouldn't even lie to you guys. I was this close, and for those who can't see, but like I'm doing my hand in a very, trying to show you how close. In fact, there's no space. I was this close to not dropping this episode because everything was just working against me. And I mean that literally. This week has been the hardest because I've just had to do one thing or the other. And it has, you know, been super hectic. I lost my voice this week. I've been involved in so many body, mind draining activities. I've had to show up for people. I've had to take responsibility for people's, you know, shortcomings and things like that. I've been insulted this week. Like, not small insult. Like, I felt like I before I even started recording this episode, I just said, God, why are you letting all these things happen to me? What exactly is going on? So, let me just add some flesh to the whole talk. So, a couple of weeks back, okay, let me go from top. So, I enrolled in this school. I'm not going to go into details on what I'm, they teach you stuff. Yeah, it's an online school, and God having it, I got a scholarship to study a particular course in that school. It's a reputable school though, and I've been doing the course online for about like 6 months. And so the way the school is structured is you're giving scholarship. They admit a lot of people in that school, and so this year they admitted about close to 20,000 students, you know, to study that course. And since it was a scholarship, you know, a lot of people did apply. And since it was a course that, like, most people were very much interested in, of course, people applied. And so, like I said, we were like 20,000, more than 20,000 people who applied and got the admission. So the clause in the admission process, or in you having to stay on the program, is that you have to, over the period of 1 month, you have to score 80% and above to remain in that course. If you don't score 80% and above during that 1 month probation period, you will be yanked off the program, because it's a really demanding course. You know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? And based on the fact that they know so many people might not take it seriously, they had to do it that way. Long story short, I'm still in the program. That means obviously I made 80% and above. I'm not going to give you my exact score, but anyways, what I'm trying to say is, so yeah, I made it past the cutoff mark, and so currently we're about, let's say, 900 and something students for this year. Yeah, so that shows that they cut off a lot of people. Now, that's not the funny part. The crazy part is that this course is extremely hard, extremely hard, extremely hard. And it's a new terrain for me because I have never done anything like that before. So all glory to God for even getting me this far. Now, the problem is, or where the problem started from, or where I started having issues, was my system, the laptop I was using, all of a sudden just, I guess it needed some servicing and stuff like that. So I took it for repair. And some people here, I don't know. I'm just paying as I'm saying this thing. So I took it for repair and I gave this guy to fix it for me, this engineer guy. Man said, okay, this is the problem. We need to change this, we need to change that. I'm like, sure, yeah. And almost immediately I sent him the money. Yo, do whatever you have to do, because I have school, I'm running, you know, I need to be there and complete all my tasks and my assignments. And he said, yeah, sure. So he gave me a date. He said, no, you can come back and pick it up this date. Great. And it was still in the same week, you know. So I felt like, yeah, sure, 2 days wouldn't hurt so bad. So by the time it was close to the date I was supposed to pick it up, he sent me a message and was like, oh, we found another problem, this, this, and that. We discovered that this is the actual problem. Okay, I'm like, okay, sure. And I sent him additional funds to, you know, fix the other problem they saw. Long story short, this man posted me roughly 3 weeks. I didn't have any system to use. I tried calling a couple of friends, uncles, aunts, if they had systems I could use. My parents were using theirs, obviously. I called literally everybody to ask if there's a system I could use, but no one, you know, had any available system. So I practically didn't do anything. I practically didn't do any schoolwork. I practically didn't do any task, anything, for like 3 weeks. Now, this is where my life started changing, because I was super scared I was going to be yanked off the program, because, like I said, they don't take shit. Like, they don't take crap. Any little thing, if you're not, you know, meeting up. And I still feel like, even me still being on the program right now, it's still God's mercy. And I feel like God is just helping me still. So, I asked the guy, okay, since you can't fix this thing, just give back my system and give back my money, I'll do it. So I'll go somewhere else and do it. Okay, it was like, sure. So I picked up my system, took it to, for those who are conversant with Lagos, took it to Computer Village. I had a friend who had a short guy who could do the stuff. Long story short, I took it to Computer Village. They said they could not do anything with the system. And for those who are not in Lagos, if they cannot do anything to your device or your gadget in Computer Village, there's no way in the world they can do anything to it. I mean, that device is gone. And he told me the guy who fixed the first damaged the system. I don't know why I wasn't angry. I felt like, you know, probably arresting the guy for damaging my system, one. The other sad part was that till today, he hasn't paid me he hasn't given me a complete refund of my money. And I don't know why I'm still not arrested the guy. And I don't know why I'm strangely not angry at the guy. So long story short, God having it, I got a new system from my mother. So I took the system to Computer Village, you know, did a few upgrades, added some things to it, you know, just to make sure it was ready. Still, the system wasn't ready because they didn't do some things correctly. The Wi-Fi wasn't connecting, so I still have to take it, you know, for them to rectify that. We're still talking about trying to get my system ready so I can continue my academics. Now, guess what? My phone fell and splashed. It did not break. It splashed. Ah, God. Ah, Satan, God will punish you. Ah. And mind you, this has been one of the seasons where I don't know, I've just been incredibly broke. So I couldn't even be spontaneous enough to say, okay, let me just rush to Computer Village and fix it. But the reason why I'm saying all of this is just to give you a sneak peek into my life, basically. And for those who feel like I have a very chill life, I'm probably flexing because I've just not had the time to engage in some conversations, especially with my friends. And most of them are feeling like maybe I'm probably chilling. So this, for my friends who are probably going to listen to this, this is not me chilling. This is, I've been going through a lot. School, here and there. I've not had the time because the course demands 70 hours a week. So that's like 10 hours a day. Yes, it's crazy. Trust me, it's crazy. So my life has just been awesome, basically. And it hurts because everything has just not been going according to plan. And it's sad because, I just wanted more out of life and out of this season. But it feels like God is doing something with me that I can't even explain. And yeah, so I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode. And my team and I had plans for what the next episode was going to look like or sound like, and that didn't work out also. So many things didn't work out this week. So many things have not been working out for like a month now. And it's super sad, super sad. Like, it hurts so much. It's so crazy that I've been churning out advice for like the last couple of weeks, and now I have to take my own advice. Life has just been, I just can't explain it. I just can't explain, honestly. And I'm sorry I'm taking long pauses, but this thing is actually getting to me. And I just don't know who out there is going through stuff. And I'm just probably telling you right now that you're not alone. We're plenty. I think we're about 4 in the group chat. So for as many who can relate to this and who are going through stuff, you can add yourself to the group chat. And yeah, just know that you have a family somewhere. So to my TLBS family, this is Adenka Black, reporting his life and everything in between. And I've just been asking God to show me mercy because it's hard. It's getting hard. I wouldn't even lie to you. Every single step is getting harder and harder. And I guess maybe that's God's way of showing me that, you know, life is going to be better. And maybe that's his own sign of showing me that, you know, something big is coming. But like, God will punish Satan. Ah, God. So yeah. So that's, I guess that's the end of this episode. I just wanted to come to you guys and talk. Like I said, I almost did not upload this podcast. I had to make a few arrangements to make this possible. And I don't want to disturb you with the details, but it took a lot to get me to record this episode. It took a lot of sacrifice and odd positionings and things like that, but I'm grateful that God still made a way, and I still I'm not disappointing the people who are expectant of our episodes, because for like some weeks now people have been asking, when are you when is the next TLBS episode? And I thought you guys actually didn't know, but every first and last Saturday is TLBS day. That's when we release episodes. And I didn't want it to look like Okay, so this last Saturday you didn't release anything. I don't want to fail you guys, so I'm committed to just giving my best and showing up regardless of the situation. Nothing is going to make me stop. I hate excuses. I don't like when people give me excuses, so I don't want to give you people excuses, even though the excuse might be cogent. But it is what it is. Life happens, and I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm becoming stronger. But God, I know you're hearing me right now. Please show me mercy and just help me, because bro, your son is tired. I am exhausted. So yeah guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Please make sure you like and follow us on all social media platforms. Yeah, like all our posts. You can follow me personally on my Twitter account, which is at @Deyinka_black. On Instagram, it is at @Deyinka_black. For TLBS's social media accounts, for Twitter, it is TLBS Caps, all caps, TLBS_. For Instagram, it is @the_lumi_and_black_show. You can always get talking with us, and we can always, you know, you can slide into my DM. Don't bill me, because you'll be shocked. Yeah. Crazy world, guys. So yeah, have fun, and God loves you, and life's gonna get better. Things are gonna change for those who are going through stuff. It's not going to last forever. Life is going to get sweet. Like, life is going to get sweet. It won't be like this forever. That's the consolation we have. And for those who are believers, I just want to chip this in. It's a scripture from Romans chapter 8, I think, verse 18 or 16. It says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present times are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us." So, bigger things are coming, and it's not compared to the sufferings we're going through right now. I know the sufferings the Bible is talking about is obviously not what I'm going through, but like, you get what I'm trying to say. So cheers to everyone listening, and yeah, signing out at Deyinka Black from TLBS Studios.